Friday. Good morning. It's 6:36. Welcome to it, the Flamby Morning Show.
Sorry, I was reading up on something. I think I'll probably talk about it later. I don't know. Anyway,
should we get to it? Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed up? Well, don't worry. Take it to owner John Van Landing and Landingham and his crew at AIR. They're going to get you back on the road quickly and safely because they know you need your ride, man. Go check them out, AIR. Ah. Well, Rush are marking the 40th anniversary of Moving Pictures by selling off photos from the session that produced the cover and inner sleeve. The photos, which you can buy now at movingpictures40.com, were taken by Deborah Samuel and feature alternative front and back album cover images, plus a series of photographs of Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee from the same period. Proceeds from the sales will go to Grapes for Humanity and its work with the Genius 100 Foundation gift of sight campaign to eradicate preventable and curable blindness in low to middle income countries. I actually checked out the website, and again, it's movingpictures40.com. Really cool photos. If you're a fan of album artwork, if you're an album junkie, like so many people are, sometimes that's half of the coolness of getting that album. I'm not saying, you know, CDs and stuff, but there was something I think about the album artwork that was a little bit different. Is a little bit more out there. And nowadays, online, you don't get it at all, man. You don't get it at all. Not say, I mean, it's the world we live in, digital releases, but that album artwork, there was something that was really special about it. So you can check this out. And it's cool seeing kind of the alternate shots and other, you know, behind-the-scenes footage that they had. So, again, if you're a fan of Rush, you're a fan of albums and just music in general, check that out. MovingPictures40.com. Some really, really cool photos on there. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, December 17th, 1949, Paul Rogers, legendary singer, guitarist, was born. He's one of my favorites, I think, of all time. I think he's got to be top five. For sure. Well, you think about his career, all right? Paul Rogers, just as a front man, okay? Well, he started off in the band Free, their hit single All Right Now. The only reason Free broke up was because their founding guitarist died of a heroin overdose. And then it's like, okay, what's going to happen? Well, then he goes on to join Bad Company, which gave us so many amazing rock songs. I mean, Bad Company got to be top 10 rock bands, right? And then he goes on and does the supergroup The Firm with Jimmy Page and Chris Slade, right? And that was a one and done, but still their one album was killer. And then he goes and sings for Queen. After Freddie Mercury passes, some time goes by and Queen does a tour with Paul Rogers. I mean, the guy can do it all. The guy can do it all. God, I love Paul Rogers, man. He's got such a good voice. So anyway, happy birthday, Paul. We love you, buddy. You've given us so much, literally. All right, that is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.